From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to a playoff edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, you now know you're going to start off against the Cowboys here at Lambeau Field. How did the bye help you get to this point this week, game week?
Well, the bye is what you want, definitely. I mean, I know everybody, you know, when you don't get the bye, you say, oh, it's important to keep playing with the momentum. But, you know, frankly, it gives your team a chance to heal. You know, they just had, a 16 games in 17 weeks. So it gives you a chance to step away as a staff and really dive into the self, Scott, and really emphasize the things that you want to do as you move forward and get back to some fundamentals. So we had two excellent practices Friday and Saturday, and wanted to practice on Saturday. Just try to keep the time clock going, where the last game was Sunday, being pads again on Saturday, and 7-8 days later being pads again playing the game. So it was very beneficial. Our young guys got a lot of work, a lot of field time, got a lot of reps that they normally wouldn't get. So we felt like we were able to get everybody into the flow of things, and it was a great 2 days.
Mike, take us behind the scenes, if you would. You find out it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys. Is there instantly phone calls, everybody meet, and we're going to start talking? Now, how does that work?
Well, with the game started about 3:30. Everybody came in as a staff at 3 o'clock, so everybody pretty much watched it in their office, and all the preparation, work was done. So we were basically ready for Carolina or Dallas, and then once, obviously, the game was finished, we dove into to the game plan. So actually, I know offensively, James Campen and David Ryan, we were here to, and Luke Getsy, were here till midnight to get the run game set and get that ready, because we wanted, we really wanted to feel like we got to jump on the Cowboys from a preparation standpoint. So the players worked on Monday. We went through all their personnel, did some film study, and we were able to put in the run game both offensively and defensively. And special teams also had an hour session. So we wanted to make sure we had an extra day of prep for the Cowboys.
Part of that game plan involves Aaron Rodgers and the calf injury. Probably won't practice until Thursday. How do you go about the week with him, Mike, and how confident do you feel about his mobility?
It really will come down to the Wednesday medical meeting. But he's he worked on Monday, and he's always in the building on Tuesday, so he'll go through the normal process. He took all the walkthrough reps and things like that. We just haven't decided the amount of work that he'll do on the field come Wednesday and Thursday.
Mike, you mentioned your two practices earlier. I saw Saturday, and that one was in pads, and that half line was scary intense. I mean, nobody needed any cobwebs shook off. I mean, they were getting after it big time.
It was an excellent practice. I mean, it's a little bit like a short training camp practice. The energy was high. Started indoors with the half line drill, so we had a competitive red zone drill inside, and then we went outside. And I thought the work outside was outstanding. So it was exactly what we were looking for. So we had competitive periods. We had the four shots, the fourth down there from the 7-yard line, the 5-yard line, the 4-yard line, the 3-yard line. So it was a lot of situation work. Both the offense and defense needed red zone work, so we got that done, and we got a bunch of padded work done that you got to stay sharp.
Mike, the last 3 weeks, your defense has allowed 20 points or less. Are they being overlooked a little bit as well as they're playing right now?
Oh, absolutely, and frankly, this game is going to be about the two offenses, and our defense will play very well in this game. I have great confidence not only in what we're doing as we prepare for the Cowboys, but just the way they've been playing. I mean they're getting better each and every week. You're just seeing a lot, the rush lane integrity is improving. The tackling is, I think, up 36% from the bye week. So I mean there's just a lot of positive things that have gone on with defense, and it's definitely gone unnoticed.
Mike, when you see an opponent that comes in with an 8-0 road record, that kind of gets your attention, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you don't see that very often. That's for sure. I mean, that's a real credit to, the way they played on the road. They're 8-0 on the road. We're 8-0 at home. So let's see what happens.
Since you had a bye week, got to ask this question. How much do you stay true to what you do versus some unscouted looks and maybe, obviously trying to throw some wrinkles in there that the Cowboys haven't seen before?
Well, Lance, that would be categorized as a scheme question.
Yes, it would.
We don't talk about scheme with the media. So hopefully we have some Moscato looks for the Cowboys.
There you go.
See what happens.
Maybe some hidden surprises.
That's why you play the game, right, Larry?
That's true.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, we that's what the bye week's for, just to clean up yourself, Scott, and have some new things. And, you know, we played the percentages, Dallas being at home. So we spent a lot of time getting ready for Dallas, and it paid off.
You know, the Cowboys, a lot of people say they have a new big three in DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, Tony Romo, and so forth. The guy, maybe it's 3.5, Jason Witten. I bet he's kind of a challenge defensively, huh?
Well, I'd say big four. I mean, Jason's done it for a long time. I think he ranks, second all time in receptions as a tight end. Having an opportunity to coach him a few times in a Pro Bowl. I mean, just what a class act. Tough football player. Their offense is going to be a big challenge for us defensively. And they got a big, they have really good players at every level on offense.
On offense for you guys, it just seems like Eddie Lacy was a man possessed against the Lions. How fresh is he, Mike? And obviously all the offseason training and stuff like that, it's paid off because he looks like as good as day one.
Yeah, definitely. I think you have to learn from your past experiences. And I think when you watch, Eddie play last year, down a stretch, he was really beat up and played on a bad ankle there the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, I mean, that was something that, we looked at, and we have James Starks, who's an outstanding running back. And so we felt early in the year just to keep working and keep an eye on the attempts and really wanted to get Eddie more involved in the passing game, which he's done an excellent job of. He's done a really good job in pass protection and check down. So that kind of lessens the load, too, as far as his run attempts. But, this is the time of year you want your big back fresh, and he's ready to go.
Next up, our special guest, he is Corey Linsley. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Indications are the Packers have their center for the next decade, and he will be a Pro Bowl player. Please say hello to Corey Linsley. Of course, Corey, the late breaking news, you guys got the Dallas Cowboys coming to town on Sunday. Your first impressions of the matchup?
The first few hours of watching film is they played together. They play... I think they called it We Fence. They play as a team, obviously, and a lot of movement out there, a lot of different stuff they're going to throw at us. But that's what the week's for.
Now the Cowboys, when they were on offense against the Lion defense you faced just a week ago, they rushed the ball for 73 yards and allowed 6 sacks. Now against that same Lion defense a week ago, as I mentioned, you rushed the ball for 152 yards and allowed 1 sack. Is the confidence in the O-line meeting room like at an all-time high?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we concentrate on ourselves and worry about ourselves and everything. But when you can kind of compare back-to-back weeks like that, it does give you a little boost of confidence. But we're excited to play our game on our field.
Corey, you come to training camp as a fifth-round draft choice. What was your goal coming in?
Honestly, it was just to help the team any way I could. Didn't know what the opportunity was going to be. Didn't know what was how well I was going to play, whether I was going to make it or not. But just put your head down and work hard, and it's paid off so far.
Mike, I think he met his goal of helping the team, hasn't he?
Oh, definitely. I just think when you look back at Corey's start, just the way it came about going to Seattle, we just felt – once we got past that game, just each week, just to get more and more comfortable, and he's done a great job.
Talk about that Seattle game, Corey. I remember, you and Aaron Rodgers, J.C. Treader gets hurt, you and Aaron Rodgers, no real game action together and so forth and all that, and it's on the game's biggest stage, the opening night stuff, and I'm thinking I would not be able to get out of the restroom. I see you walking around the stadium. I see you walking around the stadium, and you looked – unflappable. I mean, you look like, hey, this is all right. I mean, are you that unflappable?
I was nervous for sure, but luckily, Aaron and obviously the guards next to me, TJ and Josh, were such a help during the week. That's what kind of made my nerve anxiety level kind of, lessen over the week, because they're so smart on the field beyond, and that's the real challenge is knowing what's going to happen and knowing the play calls and being able to adjust. So I owe it all to them for sure. Anxiety level on that game.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. Mark Batsalidoff, and you have a question for Corey. Yeah, Corey, a lot of people didn't think that The Ohio State University deserved the fourth seed in the NCAA football championship. How excited are you that they're in the finals, and you think Coach Mike will let you off on Monday after we beat the Dallas Cowboys to watch the game?
Oh, hey, it's all about the Packers right now, so I don't think I'll be going down to Dallas. But I was very excited for them to get in. It was pretty neat that, you know, because you see guys that you played with last year, and you see the guys that you worked with and everything. So to see him come out on top like that against an SEC team, it was, especially Bama, it was awesome.
All right, Megan, next up, you have a question for Corey. Yep.
Being a rookie, how will you prepare differently for the playoffs?
Just follow the guys in front of me, follow the veterans. They've obviously done this and obviously won it at the highest level in the Super Bowl. So I'm looking at Josh and TJ and watching what they're doing and doing as they do.
Worked before, so he'll do it again. All right, Mitzi has a question for Coach.
Coach McCarthy, you have to have one of the most rewarding yet one of the most stressful jobs that I've ever heard of. What do you do to de-stress and to enjoy yourself?
I go home. So I'm very blessed with a great family, you know, young children and a lot of activities. So that's what I do, go home.
All right, good, honest answer. Next up, Larry and Corey on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
On second down, a handoff to Lacy. Lacy up the middle, tries to shed a defender but cannot. Gain of 5 more yards.
Welcome back. Let me preface this by saying Ndamukong Suh, you've heard of him, right?
Yes.
He may not play well with others, but he's a heck of a player, right, Corey?
He is a heck of a player. Oh,
maybe
yeah.
The best in the league, both run and pass, a defensive tackle. Anyway, Corey, obviously we know where you're at right here. And on this play, you and TJ Lang are doing a little combination block. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, actually, when we were in the huddle, TJ had said, watch for Sue spiking on the next play once we get the play call in. So I was actually kind of prepared, thanks to my guard, going into this play.
Okay, so the combination block is right there, and you guys are kind of, that's an area situation more or less,
mm-hmm.
right? And if
yep.
he comes inside, you kind of take over that block, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and we'll watch that, okay? TJ Lang's going to the second level, and you, at this point, stop. Okay, at this point, Corey, that's your block. It's you and Sue one-on-one, correct?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay, just explain what happens after that. And Ndamukong Suh now, watch this.
Yeah, you know, Coach Campen always talks about keeping our inside hand strong, and I was able to catch him on the inside of his pad and obviously finish him.
Catch him? I mean, that doesn't – you put him on his rear end, on his backside, on his butt.
He might have a little –
you know, you talk about the hands all you want.
Yeah.
That is cool stuff.
I'm proud of it.
No.
Thank you.
Did Sue say anything, or did you say anything afterwards?
No, absolutely not. I'll take my wins when I can get them just keep playing. I'm not a trash talker anyway, so.
All right. Terrific job, Corey. We got a little bonus play we're going to take a look at now, going back to the Eagles game. And on this, Corey, go ahead and snap the ball. You ended up being kind of the free man, and your job here is more or less kind of, what would you say, search and destroy, find the most dangerous, that kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my guy kind of goes over to Josh, and he has him controlled, so mine is to help wherever I can. So.
Okay. Now, this is what you call help, okay? Focus in on this little area right here, and especially on this guy who is currently vertical. Okay, let's watch Corey here. Boop! He is horizontal! Run that back! Corey, I got to tell you, you know, like modern NFL offensive line play, is a lot of shoving and stuff. That is a big-time hit. It does the heart good.
Yeah, you know, it definitely does.
Did it feel good?
Absolutely. I was pretty proud of myself. TJ was even talking some crap after this, making fun of the guy.
Look at that. You cannot do that any better. Well done, Corey.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Don't go away. Is that good stuff or what?
Seconds ago, ball just outside the 4. Snap to A-Rod. Throws right side.
Yes!
Touchdown! And a dagger!
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask the fans for their input on Twitter. The moment of the regular season, Mike, it was almost unanimous. Touchdown in Miami, not even the fake spike, although that got a little bit of, you know, votes or whatever. But what do you remember about that? Not that you want to look too bad, far back in the regular season, but was that one of your favorite moments so far?
Definitely. I mean, that was a big win. You know, we knew going down to Miami, particularly with the weather, it was going to be a challenge. Excellent football team. You know, looking back over the season, I felt Miami and Arizona were the two most improved teams that I saw on film. So we knew it would be a big challenge. Joe Philbin obviously knows our football team. And really, I think of the last play, it's just an excellent read and throw by Aaron, excellent route by Andrew Corliss, and, you know, the fact that we had to match up on their linebacker. So, you know, when you see the execution of a play like that at the most critical point in the game, you know, it obviously makes you feel good. And it was a huge play, and it won the game for us.
Mike, this moment isn't near as glamorous as that one. However, one of the key times of this season was about halfway through, and you guys basically reinvented your defense. You even called some of the defenses different names and so forth. That took some chutzpah, I would imagine. How difficult was that process of just saying, hey, we're gonna reinvent this thing?
Well, I think, you know, number one, you have to continue to stay with your plan, and the plan in the offseason was to play as many different combinations of defensive players as we possibly could. And the fact of moving Clay, you know, to the inside, giving some other guys some opportunities, it was a good move, and it benefited a number of people, and a number of players have stepped up. So, you know, we talked about it throughout the spring, worked on it in training camp. It was definitely a direction we needed to go, and I think it's really benefited us.
Besides Aaron Rodgers, your team is pretty healthy. Is this the best shape that you can remember, Mike, going into the postseason from years past, or how do you look at your team?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, definitely in recent memory. You know, I know 07 we were very healthy going into the playoffs. And yeah, but definitely this is, I think in 2011 we were pretty healthy going into the playoffs.
Mike, nine seasons, this is your ninth season, seventh trip to the playoffs. What has that experience taught you as a head coach? Because that's a wealth of experience.
Well, I think it takes you right back to, you know, don't forget where you came from. So, you know, I think it's important to be in touch with that in your personal life, but more importantly as a football team. You know, we really like who we are as a football team. We have a lot to offer. We have a lot invested in this. We weren't really concerned who we were playing. We know that this next opportunity is for us to create our own destiny, and that's the way we're looking at it.
All right, next up, we'll get you set for that game against the Cowboys. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
Final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, the Cowboys really run the ball well. Regular season number two in the league. DeMarco Murray, what do you see? What does he bring to the table?
I mean, he's a heck of a football player. He really jumped off the field, you know, to me last year down there in Dallas. I knew he was a, you know, good young running back, but, you know, he's definitely a difference maker.
Mike, on the other side of the ball, defensively, the Cowboys haven't seen him this year. What are they about in a general sense?
Very disciplined. I mean, if you look at their alignments, you know, as far as the way they line up, they're all going to line up exactly the same. Their shifts are very precise. Their line movement, the stunts, Rod Marinelli, you know, as far as his time in Chicago, Detroit, and also I competed against him when he was in Tampa when I was at the New Orleans Saints. So, and that's the way, I mean, his group, so they're going to be very disciplined, and they're going to fly the ball. High energy, high effort. This will be an excellent challenge for us.
Tony Romo comes back to Wisconsin. You faced him before. Mike, it seems like he stays in the pocket maybe a little bit more this year, but he still spins away from trouble. How do you tell your defensive linemen to just stay true to what they do and not get frustrated?
Well, Tony sees the field very well. I mean, he's been running a high-powered offense, you know, for pretty much his whole career. So his ability to get in and out of plays, keep him in good plays, is, I think, something that he doesn't get enough credit for. His ability to spread the football around, you know, also goes to his vision for the field, and he's a playmaker. I mean, his ability to buy time and slide, you know, in and out of the pocket, and he's a heck of a player.
Mike, good luck against the Cowboys on Sunday.
All right, thank you, Lance.
All right, that's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after that Dallas game.